And next on WXDR, Scratchy Grooves looks back 75 years to the songs and times of 1915. Was Sam Ash and Alida Morris in one of the top 40 hits from 1915. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss. Tonight I thought we'd indulge in a little nostalgia by going back even farther than I can remember, 75 years. Golden anniversary hits. What's that got to do with Easter, you ask? Nothing, but just about the only Easter song I've got is Easter Parade, and I'm sure you're as sick of that one today as I am. So 1915, here we come. That song, Hello Frisco, by the way, was inspired by one of the stellar technical accomplishments of 1915, the completion all the way across the country of a telephone line from New York to San Francisco. It was quite a thing. Alexander Graham Bell, who started it all by sending voices on a wire in the first place, took part in the ceremonies, and he got his number on the first try. No busy signal. Which goes to show you how much progress we've made since then. Hooray for 1915. And hooray for girls while we're at it. Girls on magazine covers. Here's Harry McDonough with a 1915 Irving Berlin song. Magazine.
I'd fall in love if I could ever discover a little girl quite as bright as she. If I could meet a girl as sweet, I'd simply claim her and name her my queen.
Songs from 1915. Scratchy Grooves from 1915. Very scratchy grooves. Let's take a quick look at that year and kind of get in touch with the songs we'll hear tonight. The United States population reached 100 million in 1915, prompting editorial writers and other doomsayers to predict we couldn't sustain such burgeoning numbers without a serious decline in the standard of living. This viewing with alarm didn't seem to have any effect. People went right on having children, and now look where we are. The majority of people still lived in rural lands in 1915, but the shift to cities was well underway, and there'd been a shift in our means of transportation. In many parts of the country, an automobile going down the street still caused people to stop what they were doing and watch it go by. But U.S. car makers turned out more than 800,000 of these horseless carriages in 1915, a record number. Concerned people, editorial writers again, politicians, other curmudgeons, said we better begin thinking about building some roads for all the cars to run on, but not much was done about it. How were we doing on the boy-girl thing, as a 1915 George Bush might have phrased it? Well, a woman's place was still in the home, but a growing number of women had gotten jobs in town and discovered there could be life outside the kitchen in the nursery. Some wore makeup. Some bobbed their hair. Some even smoked in public. And some even went as far as to demand equality and to march in parades for the right to vote. They scared men to death. As for sexual mores, on a scale of 1 to 10... from Victorian prudery to free love, people in 1915 ranked somewhere around 1.5, I think. That might have been one reason that some people were shocked by a song in Jerome Kern's musical, The Earl and the Girl. The girl in the song actually had the effrontery to ask the boy to... but I blush to mention it. Here's a song.
All my life, I've never kissed a man, I've never... like to.
How would you like to spoon with me?
Well, Robin.
Sit beneath an oak tree, large and shady. Call me little Tootsie, Wootsie, baby. How would you like to hug and squeeze?
Indeed I would.
Dangle me upon your knee.
Oh, if I could. How would you like to be my lovey dolly? How would you like to spoon with me? Well, I should say I'd spoon with you all day. You fascinate me so. You are so cute. You really are a beaut. Through life with you I'd go. If we were wed, our married life would be one steady honeymoon. From 6 a.m. till 12 o'clock at night, why, all we do is spoon. I'd like to.
How would you like to spoon with me?
Well, Robin.
Sit beneath an oak tree, large and shady. Call me little Tootsie, Wootsie, baby. How would you like to hug and squeeze?
Indeed I would.
Dangle me upon your knees.
Oh, if I could. How would you like to be my lovey dolly? How would you like to spoon with me?
Shocking, isn't it? And if that's not bad enough, here's another one. This proposes a tryst in a sheltered place, of all things. Maybe it was in 1915 that we all began our slide toward licentiousness and degradation.
I'll be there, honey, wait for me. Oh, you darling, down among the sheltering palms. Among the sheltering palms, honey, wait for me. Honey, wait for me. Keep waiting for me. Need me down by the old Golden Gate. Out where the sun goes down about eight. How my love is burning, burning, burning. Among the sheltering palms, honey, wait for me.
Was the Boswell sisters going back to 1915, down among the sheltering palms. But we better get our minds on a higher plane here. Here's a beautiful song written in 1915 and still played in serene places, if you can find any, today. Years later, it became the theme song for radio's Amos and Andy. The Victor Salon Orchestra plays The Perfect Song. Perfect song. Now here's another pretty song from 1915. Auf Wiedersehen, sung by Russ Colombo.
Magic man. memory of maritime. I know my heart won't beat again until the day we meet again. Sweetheart, goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen, my dear.
Songs from 75 years ago on Scratchy Grooves. A central concern, of course, to everyone in the United States in 1915 was the war in Europe that had started the year before. The official government policy was strict neutrality, but there had been a number of incidents that were beginning to weigh pretty heavily against the Germans. The use of poison gas, atrocities in Belgium, not all of them actual, but some of them manufactured by the press, German U-boats sinking American ships, sometimes by mistake, sometimes not. Some industrial sabotage by aliens. Then on May 7th, 1915, the British ship Lusitania was sunk off the coast of Ireland by a German sub. 1,198 lives were lost, including 124 Americans. President Woodrow Wilson sent some strong notes to the German government, so strong, in fact, that Wilson's Secretary of State, William Jennings Bryan, resigned in protest. It was a Lusitania that did the most to tilt American sentiment away from the Central Powers and toward the Allies, but it wasn't cut and dried by any means. Here are some 1915 songs expressing varied views about the war and America's position. First, the pacifist side, sung here by Morton Harvey, "I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier."
Make of that her blighted home. What victory can bring her back, all she cared to call her own? Let each mother's answer in the years to be, remember that my boy belongs to me. I did embrace my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Next up is the song When the Lusitania Went Down, sung by Herbert Stewart. You'll note in here that people were upset by the sinking, but he doesn't go far as far to say that we ought to punish the Germans. Herbert Stewart, When the Lusitania Went Down.
Thousands or more who sail from our shore have gone to eternity. The Statue of Liberty high must now have a tear in her eye. I think it's a shame, someone is to blame, but all we can do is just die. Some of us lost the truth. Some lost their mother, sisters and brothers. Some lost the best friends they had. In time they were stopping this war affair with women and children much around. Many brave hearts went to sleep in bloody when the Lusitania went down. Listen to all it should be, when we feel like crossing the sea. American ships that sail from our ship are safer for you and me. A Yankee can go anywhere, as long as all glory is there. Although they were warned, the warning they scorned, and now we must try in despair. Some of us lost the truth we had. Some of us lost the dear dad. Some lost their mother, sisters and brothers. Some lost the best friend they had. In time they were stopping this war affair with women and children must arrive. Many brave hearts went to sleep in the deep when the Lusitania went down.
The threat of war from overseas was responsible for the writing and production of a great many patriotic songs. Here's a typical song of 1915, sung by the American Quartet.
Amidst fields of clover, 'twas just a little over 100 years ago. A handful of strangers, they faced many dangers
to make their country grow.
Now fight a nation of wondrous population
and free from everything.
It's your land, it's my land, a great do or die land,
and that's just why I sing. America, I love you. You're like the sweetheart of my heart. From ocean to ocean, for you my devotion is touching its boundary line. Just like a little baby finding its mother's knees, America, I love you. And there's 100 million others like me.
From all sorts of places, they welcomed all the races
to settle on their shores.
They did not care which one, the poor or the rich one,
they still had room for more.
Give them protection by popular election,
a sense of laws they chose.
They're your laws and my laws, for your cause and my cause.
That's why this country rolls. America, I love you. You're like a sweetheart of mine. From ocean to ocean, for you my devotion is touching its boundary line. Just like a little baby climbing its mother's knees, America, I love you. And there's 100 million others like me. How will the power in the dark? America, I love you.
And there's 100 million
others like me.
The war and the situation in 1915 led to a great deal of nationalistic feeling and anti-nationalistic feeling. There was a movement to send all German-born people back home. I mean, as early as 1915, that was stirring. Here's a song that's written about that kind of thing. A Warning to Aliens, sung by Irving Kaufman. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
I saw Uncle Sammy weeping for his children from over the sea. They had come to him friendless and starving when from tyrant's oppression they fled. But now they abuse and revile him till at last in just anger he said, if you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea, to the land from where you came, whatever be its name, but don't be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in old glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the cur in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you. Thank you. I saw when you came here empty-handed and allegiance forever you swore. I gathered you close to my bosom, of food and of clothes you got both. Oh, when in trouble I need you, you will have to remember your oath. If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea, to the land from where you came, whatever be its name. But don't be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in Old Glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the cur in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
Hello?
Bob, I finished that report you wanted on childcare for our company.
Already? That was fast.
I found a great source. The Women's Bureau at the Labor Department in Washington. They have a work and family clearinghouse with free information to help companies set up childcare programs for their employees. And the information is good.
Did you get bounced around?
No, just 1-800 number. That's it. 1-800-827-5335.
That's it?
That's it. 1-800-827-5335.
All right, back to the 1915 music here, but before that, let's have request time. No, but we're going to have a request from last week here. A gentleman called up and asked to hear that wee real old-timey tune, Mammy, sung by Al Jolson. And here it is.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray. But wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're all alone. Here's what you'll keep saying when you're far from home. Mammy, Mammy. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, my little mammy, my heart strings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm a coming. Hope and trust that I'm not late. Oh, Mammy, my little Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy. Oh, Mammy, my little mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about, nobody else's. My little mammy, my heart strings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, Lord, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, Mammy, look at me. Don't you know me?
I'm your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy.
Well, if there's a song from the past that you'd like to hear again, just give me a call here at the station, and I'll try to play for it for you. Play it for you next week. The number is 451-2701, 451-2701. And I can take requests as soon as I start this next number. Getting back to 1915 is another grand old song from that period, Ten Little Fingers and Ten Little Toes, sung by Billy Murray and Ed Small.
I got good news from home today. Is that the reason you're so gay? Yes, I'm so happy, feel so snappy. Tell me what they have to say. I'd like to stay and riot up and shout. Well, go ahead, Bill, let it out. You'll think it's simply great. Just want to congratulate. What's it all about? I've got 10 little fingers and 10 little toes down in Tennessee waiting there for me. I never had a baby call me daddy. How proud you're gonna be when you bounce it on your knee. Oh, gee, I'll kiss every finger and kiss every toe. At home, sweet home, I linger. Yes, they'll need you there, I know. He only weighs about 10 pounds and just one day old. But he's worth more to you than all the world and its gold. Oh, I've got 10 little fingers and 10 little toes waiting down in Tennessee for me. I live on 10th Street, house is number 10. Took 10 years to build by 10 lazy men. Got 10 chickens laying every day, early every morn, 10 eggs in the hay. Was married 9 times, never had a child. Now I've got the 10th wife, I'm simply wild. Got a little stranger, only one, but then 10 years from now, boys, I may have 10 little fingers and 10 little toes. Down in Tennessee, waiting there for me. Oh, how I'll hold it in my arms and fold it. When night-night shadows creep, you will love him fast asleep. And then I'll count every finger and count every toe. Close to his side I linger. Yes, he'll warn you there, I know. If he looks like his mother, what a child he must be. But if he looks like you, then he has nice to see. Oh, I've got 10 little fingers and 10 little toes waiting down in Tennessee for me. Down in Tennessee.
Well, that seems a little dated, doesn't it? 1915, things were a little dated back then. How about wages? $1 a day for farm labor was considered good pay. That was daylight to dark, of course. In industry, pay ranged from $2 to $3 a day. If you were making four, you were rich. That was for a 10-hour day, of course. Incidentally, in 1914, Henry Ford had startled the industrial world and upset a lot of industrialists by increasing his workers' pay from about $2.37 a day to $5 a day. A lot of people thought that was outrageous, and of course there was a lot of rush for the Ford gates. Lifespan in 1915 was 54.5 years. I would have been dead 11 years. The Indy 500 was won by Ralph DePalma in a Mercedes that averaged the breakneck speed of 89.8 miles per hour. See, I'm so excited about it, I can hardly talk. Kentucky Derby was won by a horse called Regret in 2.05 and 2/5. The purse, now get this, the purse for the Kentucky Derby was $11,450. Elsewhere in sports, Boston took the World Series 4-1. The losing team was Philadelphia, of course. St. Louis Cardinals bought second baseman Rogers Hornsby, who went on to become the National League batting champion 7 times. The price paid for this outstanding champion was a little bit steep, $400. In boxing, Jess Willard knocked out heavyweight champion Jack Johnson. The United States loaned Great Britain and France $500 million to help with the war effort. Didn't loan anything to Germany. The U.S. Coast Guard was created by Congress. 1915, all this happened back then. A very busy year. Woodrow Wilson was married to his second wife, Mrs. Edith Bowling Galt, on December the 18th. His first wife had died in 1914. Oh, and 80 American women, led by Jane Addams of Chicago's Hull House, took part in a women's peace conference at The Hague in Holland. Spokesmen for the warring nations thanked them for coming, but said that if it was all the same to them, they thought they'd better go on with the war. The first businessman's Kiwanis Club was formed in Detroit. Cream chicken on biscuits. And the Victor Talking Machine Company introduced something called the Victrola. It was for use, they thought, in classrooms. And a musician named Paul Whiteman left the field of classical music, he played the fiddle, to form an orchestra to play what he called syncopation. Later, people began calling it jazz, and some predicted it might even replace ragtime. Everybody laughed. Musicals on Broadway included The Blue Paradise, A Princess Pat, Alone at Last, Katinka, Very Good Eddie, Stop, Look, and Listen, and Hip, Hip, Hooray. In the movie houses, the controversial but exciting and innovative Birth of a Nation was pulling people in droves. People were reading such books as America's Coming of Age by Van Wyck Brooks, The Genius by Theodore Dreiser, Ruggles of Red Gap by Harry Leon Wilson, The Song of the Lark by Willa Cather, and Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology. Enough of this. Interesting stuff, though, I think. And, well, it was interesting to me. I hope it was to you. 1915. Another strange thing in 1915 was a rise in the popularity of Hawaiian music. I was wondering why in the world that happened at that time, and the only thing I can deduce is that 1915 was the heyday of the Chautauqua, these outdoor or in-a-tent meetings of culture and entertainment. In most Chautauquas, they had Hawaiians, some of them, not all of them, at least genuine Hawaiians, playing ukuleles and singing Hawaiian songs. And since 40 million people attended these Chautauquas in a year, that probably accounts for the popularity of Hawaiian music. Here's Nora Bays with a couple of Hawaiian-type songs. When Old Bill Bailey Played the Ukulele, and Hello, Hawaii, How Are You? The Hello, Hawaii, How Are You, by the way, was probably inspired by a phone call over a wireless telephone. Or, I don't think they'd even begun calling it radio in those days. But it was speech transmitted experimentally from Arlington, Virginia, all the way to Honolulu. And Nora Bays then sang a song called Hello, Hawaii, How Are You? First, though, Bill Bailey, Nora Bays.
Upside down, they call him Old Bill Bailey. Bill Bailey won his fame with his old guitar. Ukulele is his name in that land afar. The ship's way out at sea can hear his melody. When Old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu, they do the hula hula every evening.
ragtime motion, even as the ocean bobbing up and down. Sometimes a whale gets feeling flip, wags his tail and thinks a battleship. Well, old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu now. Some suffer death went down to Honolulu town. Among them gals around, they tried a suffrage movement, but the meetings that they held, they never lasted long. Cause old Bill Bailey broke them up when he played a song. Why, for some reason they don't care, there is other movement there. When old Bill Bailey played the ukulele down in Honolulu, the Uta Hula Hula, every evening, there they are, swaying while he's playing his Hawaiian guitar. Ragtime motion, even as the ocean bobbing up and down. And sometimes the whale gets feeling kind of flip, wags his little tail and sinks a little ship. When old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu town. When old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu, every evening there they are, swearing while he's playing his Hawaiian guitar. The ragtime motion, even as the ocean bobbing up and down. Sometimes the whale gets a little flip, wags his tail and sinks a battleship. When old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu town.
Bye.
Well, the rates were just about as high back then as they are now. Norbays. Here's a pretty song. Became a standard, written in 1915, sung here by James Melton, recorded a few years after that. The Old Refrain. This has been a look back 75 years to music of 1915 on Scratchy Grooves. I'm Bill Chambliss. Tune in again next week at 7 o'clock for Scratchy Grooves. And stay tuned now for Neil Payne.